Okay, welcome back for the summer's man. We pick up in Sif Yud Beis. Let me give the overview. There are two sets of relatives. People have biological relatives, relatives who are blood relatives, and then they are Zugekommener, what they call in Yiddish Zugekommener, acquired relatives. When you get married, you acquire a whole bunch of relatives. The Shulchan Aruch deals first with the biological relatives, which we're still going to deal with the first part of today. And then it goes on to the acquired relatives, so to speak. The Zugekommener.
They're not permanent.
So that's going to be the question, whether they're permanent. Okay. The question is, once a mother-in-law, always a mother-in-law, or not. Now, in the biological relatives, the order of the Shulchan Aruch was first up. The Issa Erva to parents, mothers, grandmothers, in an upward direction. Then laterally, then we had, well, first we had uncles and aunts, and then siblings. And last, here in Sif Yud Beis, are descendants. I would have thought you start with descendants, that are closest relatives, at least feeling-wise. But in this week's parasha, I see this the way the Torah does it in the Chumash, so it follows. We had an Achrei Mois, we have all the Arayas, and then repeated in Kedoshim. Ein Ein Shemela and Kei Masirin. So there are two sets of Isser Erva, the ones in Parshas Achrei Mois, and then now in Parshas Kedoshim, with slight differences in the expressions, always for a drasha of one sort or another. Now here we deal with daughter. Daughter should be the easiest and quickest thing to cover, because the issa erva to a daughter is obvious. And nevertheless, there are some chidushim here. The question of how far down the issa goes, and then there are some secondary limudim that we have. So let's start with the primary limudim, Sif Yud Beis. Bitai, it's your daughter. Bas Bitai Bas Benai, it's a granddaughter. Asur Islay Min HaTorah, there's no chiddush there. There's no chiddush. The only chiddush is, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a daughter is an Erva. It doesn't say, it says Bas Bitai and Bas Benai, it doesn't say daughter. We'll get to that. But right now, it just says a daughter is an Erva. It's not a chiddush to any of us. A granddaughter is an Erva. What about a great-granddaughter? So it says, Aval bas bas benai, ubas bas bitai, a great granddaughter, ubas ben benai, ubas ben bitai. You have four directions you can have a great granddaughter, it means Hashem by all of us. Asura is midrabanan. That's an issa shnia. We learned shnia is to add generations. So up to granddaughter is an issa deraisa, and great granddaughter is an issa derabanan. How far does that go? So we have two shitas. Elam hefsik, chen ove b'Yerushalmi, sha'avraham osir b'chol nashe Yisrael. Avraham Avinu was not allowed to marry any Jewish woman. They're all descendants of his, unless they gave him. And Sarah asura b'chol adshe Yisrael. And Sarah is osir in all males. They're all her descendants. So why does he bring this Yerushalmi? Because in Bavli it doesn't say it anywhere. As a matter of fact, in Bavli, it's in Ibaya Dalei Ifshita. If you look in the Taz, Yud, what are we talking about now? Great grandchild Deraisa. Great grandchild Deravana. Further than that, great great grandchild. So if you look in Tazva, Yud, he says, Bas Bas Bita, Zabai Gabar Vale Ifshita. It's a shaila in the Shas Bavli, and it's a teku. It's a the Gemara doesn't answer. V'roilif seiklakula kivin the milsad rabbanani. We said that's a Rambam. The Rambam holds that it doesn't continue. Yesh lam hefsik. The Rambam sheet is only great granddaughter, no further. Ella shapasku lahachmir. The first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Ramban, paskin to be machmir, based on the Kayachim Yerushalmi, Sha'omar Shavram Asim B'chol Nushay Yisrael, Sarah Surah B'chol Anshay Yisrael, Alba, Dibidayu Bitai, Ein Lahem Hefsik. The Rabbah Shita is that we don't worry about the Yerushalmi. If we have a Bavli, that Kimin de Batalba Bavli, Masa Klobala Yishita, the Svile, Veza Lakula. So we have here a Machlaik's the Rabbah, the other Yishita, which is based on a Klal, where the Bavli is Mesopik and Yerushalmi is Vadai. Do we pass like the Yerushalmi or do we pass like the Bavli? If the Bavli is quiet, says nothing, and Yerushalmi says something, we pass like the Yerushalmi. Question is, when the Bavli says it's a Suffolk, and Yerushalmi says it's Vaday, do we say that the Suffolk of the Bavli is not mighty from the Vaday of the Yerushalmi? So it's not like you see the Ramban and the Rambam, and the second sheet to look back in the Mechaber Yudbeis, the last words of Sif Yudbeis, is Ulah Rabban Yesh Lev Hefsik. And according to the Rabban, there is a Hefsik, which essentially means that a great, great granddaughter is a Shaila. I don't think the Shaila has ever come up that somebody wanted to marry his great, great granddaughter. But in Lomdis, it's a question that the Rabban holds the Kula and the Rabban holds the Chum. Okay, easy enough.
That person Kashala Edis to the great, great descendant?
It's interesting that you ask. There are kosher, and we're going to have to see if it's Toli Zebazel, which is an interesting question.
But
what? Rabbi Yashiv had a great, great grandchildren, but he wasn't contemplating marrying them, to my knowledge. Unless he would have wanted Dafka to do the Rabbi Shita, I don't know. What? There was a story that he didn't go to the Bris. He didn't want a battle to go to Bris. And Erchai Kanievsky wrote in the Chazal that if you go to a great-great-great-great-grandchild's Bris, he goes straight to Elam Haba. And they say he wrote back, he wants to get there the straight way, not the school away. So I'll be happy to get there the school away also, but that's the story. Great-great, yeah, that's a shame. This is the Machlokes, which is, I guess, theoretical in the Halacha Lemaisa world, where the great, great is us. And now it's interesting, as an aside, in that Torah only a grandchild is us and not a great grandchild. Chazal see in the Pasuk in the Torah a lesson in human nature. The Chazal learn from a Pasuk by Avimelech, Ad Kad Rachmei Ha'av Al Haben, that people have a natural rachmanis on children and grandchildren. But great-grandchildren, that level of ava doesn't exist. It said, Avimelech swore, li'u l'nini l'nechti, that you should, you and your descendants start up with me, my children, my grandchildren. So Rashi brings a chumash, so Gemara decided that, that ad kai rachmei ha'ava l'ben, but great-grandchildren, you don't feel the same ava. Is that true, Reb Chaim?
No.
Huh? No, what do you say? What do you answer? I don't know. I hope to find out someday. What? Snishemis. You have the same level of Abba for great grandchild as a grandchild. What? No, even by Yid. As a matter of fact, in the Haggadah, we say Anu Ubaneinu Ubnei Baneinu Avodim Yinu L'Parim B'Mitzrayim. We don't say Anu Ubaneinu Atzef Kol Deiris, because Anu Ubaneinu Ubnei Baneinu Ad Kar Rachmei Av Al Aben. There it counts. There's an Afkamina LaHalacha. Let's give the Afkamina LaHalacha. When you say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, you say Anachnu Etzetzeinu. You say tzetzei, tzetzei. Tzetzeinu, Rashi says, means grandchildren. The girsa we have in Brachas, Aleph, which that is around there, our Gemara says tzetzei, tzetzeinu. I think the Rif has a girsa tzetzeinu. The Gra says, it depends on this. When you say Berchas HaTorah, you say anachnu v'tzetzeinu, you say tzetzei, tzetzeinu. I grew up saying it, so I say it. So the Gros says, Ad ka rach me'av ala ben, till the tzetzeinu. And tzetzeinu, the Gros takes out. His style in general is to limit nuschais in the Siddur. And others leave it in. The guy says that it's totally in that. Okay.
It's a parenthesis.
You're supposed to read it in parentheses. How do you do that exactly? I think in Lubavitch, do you know there's a machlokes? If you say at the end of Ala Michya, B'Shem Alor Esa Michya, you say Va'ala Kalkala at the end. Most of us say B'Shem Alor Esa Michya. Some say Va'ala Kalkala. So in Lubavitch, the meaning is they say Baruch Hashem Ala Eretz Va'Ala Michya. V'ala kalkala, the Rebbe Zokm Zolvi Zokm. So if you're supposed to say it, they said it. And you're not supposed to say it, V'ala kalkala, the Rebbe Zokm Zolvi Zokm. So it doesn't, you never heard that. What?
It doesn't seem
that way. I don't know. It's at any rate, I guess that's the machshava of it, that only a granddaughter is asa min ha'Torah. A great grandchild min ha'Torah is not an erva, and midrabanan, a great grandchild is an erva, and the shaila is another generation. That's a machlokes to Rambam, and the Ramban, based on the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, whether the issa continues. The Grah is Nishtazagan. That I never heard. Okay.
Right.
The Reb is the Grah.
The Reb is the
Grah. I doubt Lubavitch means that. Yeah. Now, so this is simple enough, okay? So descendants, it's simple. Up to granddaughters, they're Isa, Akarach V'Av Alabem. Great granddaughter, they're about an eighth of a generation. Great, great. So now the Rambam says, like the Bavli, that it's mutter, and Ramban says, like the Yerushalmi, that Avraham Avinu is us and everybody, Shalva Yisrael. Where does this get complicated? There's a long Beis Shmuel here. Where it gets complicated is this. The din of grandchildren is clear. Adkan. Everything I told you, that's not debatable. Question is, the halacha is, Kala, a daughter-in-law, is Asar Atzayf Kaladiris, meaning to say, your great-great-granddaughter, the Rambam holds his mother, but your great-grandson's wife, the Kala, the daughter-in-law, Kala here means not bride, it means daughter-in-law. The Kala is Asar Atzayf Kaladiris. What's the logic to that? The female blood descendant, the Rambam holds, is mutter to you, the great-granddaughter Minatayr, and great-granddaughter Midrabanan. And the great-granddaughter's great-grandson's wife, the Kala, is also, how could a granddaughter, how could the blood relative of a fourth generation be more kuladik than the male great-grandchild's wife? Now, all the Rishonim is this kasha. This is not a found kasha. It's a kasha that Tosfos asks in Yevam Mischav Beis Amid Al. I have the Tosfos here. He brings three sets of Rishonim that ask. If you look in the first part of Beis Shmuel Yod Aleph, he brings the kasha, he brings the Bagam Mishnah, he brings Tosfos, and he brings the Ramban and the Rosh. Ula Rabbah Yeshlam Hefzik. Hiksha. Taisvus v'shar paiskim, given the kalas binoi eilah hefsik, since the daughter-in-law, in other words, the great-grandchild, great-great-grandchild's wife eilah hefsik, kashke bas ben binoi, certainly the great-grandchild min ha'Torah, the great-great-grandchild of the Rabban. So how could the tzuka kerbna, the great-grandson's wife, be more chomer than the great-granddaughter? A Taisvus kasha. So three turets. What?
Blood is less more desirable.
Because there's less taiva to blood. So, but you still think it's less of an era? If somebody wants, is mizana? Less desirable doesn't make him less of an avera. Okay, well, let's say the Rishonim's teretz. Three turets. Turets habagit. Alibud Rambam. Ein issa arayis apisvara el gzeres habakim. Arayus is gzeres hakasim itzachayik. Vekalas benoi isa bishas dein lahafsik. Ubas ben ben, the boy bishash maminah de kiltfei. He says it's Gezeres HaKosavs. It's not subject to Kal V'chaimers. It's Gezeres HaKosavs. And Moshteit Shtei, Moshteit Nishteit Nisht. I'm going to come back to this. This is going to make trouble for us in a minute. But he's saying that it's Gezeres HaKosavs. Later on in the Beis Shmuel, if you look in the first wide line, at the end of the first wide line, he says, L'chayre nira, afilo l'shitas elu, ein bedamin es aray ezel ezeh. What the Magen Mishnah says is true, HaKol Gzeres HaMakim. He says, even though there are other Terutzim, he says the Magen Mishnah is right. That we don't stop say, we don't say Svaris. Whatever the Torah clearly asks it, it asks it. That's the Magen Mishnah. Okay, we'll come back to the Magen Mishnah. Tosis.
Well,
What? Well, in the Dereisa, it's a Kasha de Dereisa, in the third generation, in the fourth generation, which is Mutter Min HaTorah, Osa Min HaTorah, by Kalosai, and in the Rabbanah, which adds Dereis. That's the Kasha. The Tosis Tirtzu, Kalas B'nai, listen to this, Kalas B'nai Yesh Lesa Yaisa Shehein B'nai Yerusha. You have to think about this. What's he saying? He's saying, let's talk about the fourth generation. Your great-granddaughter doesn't inherit you. Doesn't inherit. She's not in the line of inheritance. Because the female's not in the line of inheritance. But your great-grandson's wife will yarshin. Because your great-grandson can yarshin from you. So she is connected to Yerusha.
And you love them more because you're going to be Morish.
You love them more because you're going to be Morish them.
The more you give something to somebody, the more you love
them. The way this is brought here in the Beis Shmuel, it's hard to understand. Because she shaykh to Yerusha, she married into Yerusha, so suddenly she loves you more. Like, your great-granddaughter is not inheriting from you anyway, so look at you. But your great-grandson's wife, she's looking at you, oh, I'm going to inherit from you, so there's a bigger curve.
What's the do this?
Why are they going to do an Isser? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know why Yash, she only gets the silver, she doesn't
get it. Yeah, but when her husband Yash is, who spends the money? There's no silver. She's shy of the Yerusha. So the words themselves, it's like a chayk. Suddenly, Yerusha is Tali in Erva. You know, there are four areas of Kurva in the Torah, relatives. There's Arayas, there's Yerusha, there's Edus, relatives are Aser, and there's Tumas Kayanim, the Kayan Vabi Metama. There are four areas of Kurva. All right, Tuma doesn't go for many generations, it's only immediate generation. But Yibum. So the question is, are they intertwined? I would think, what has Yerusha got to do with Erva? Sounds like from Day Shmuel it does. So I brought the Lashon of Tosfos. It's misleading that you're never supposed to paskin from a secondary source. The Tosfos, Yevam Yitzchak Beis Aman Aleph, says Pshat this way. He says, we're going on to Derabbanan. The Derabbanan, everyone agrees, fourth generation is Aser, great grandchild is an Erva, great granddaughter, the Rambam says, is Mutter. My great-grandson's wife is also. What's the difference? They Arshin. What's it is? They Arshin. Tosis Lashon is Tema. The La'el Tana Kala's Ben Binoi Asura Atzev Kala Dairis. The Kala, the grandson's wife, is also Atzev Kala Dairis. Great-grandsons, great-great-grandson's wife, all great-grandson's wives, great-great-great, are all also Atzev Kala Dairis. The Daima, Tay says, I would think, Koshke Bas Ben Benoy Asev Kaladiris, Shem Krave Atzmai, they're blood relatives, Leimachmas Kedushin, they're not the acquired relatives. The Yeshleima, Lusha Taysis Lush, Kalas Ben Benoy, Yeshla Oyser, Shehem Benay Yerusha, Veshchicha Gabei. Tay says two words. He says, the Benay Yerusha, so if they're standing alive to inherit, and the old man is sick in the hospital, they scout the house. They're shchicha gabei. They look around. It's a nature. Someday they're going to get it. So shchicha gabei, they hang around there. Avol bas b'nei banim, la bas yerusha, he lo shchicha gabei. It's that kind of lashon tais, a short tais. So, okay, you know, take it or leave it. He doesn't say it's a din that Yerusha is tali zebizeh. It's just a mitzias of shchicha gabei, so a meila. There's such a mitzvah.
Usually you see it better, usually more curved in the house than in the back then.
usually a bas.
It
depends. Some families one way, some families the other way. But okay. At any rate, those are two terutz. Magabishna says he can't compare arayas. The Tosis says Yerusha. And the last thing he brings is a Rabban Varash Kasvu, the Yeshe Sihu Machmas Koshazu, Bas Ben Benayin Lahefsik. They say the Rabban and the Rush don't answer the question. They say if I care, it's a right to Yerushalmi. It's a right that it's also called Adiris. So this is the the dispute, the Chiluki Deis in this area. How far down the generations go, and the question whether you can make Kal V'Chaim is to Asa or not. So okay, this is the tumbling about it. As you can see, the Beishmur keeps on dealing with these issues, but these are basically the Shita Sarishainim about how to deal with it, and we had Machlekes Rishainim before. It's a very clear as Machlekes Rishainim go, it's a very clear Machlekes Rishainim. Now, there's one addition to this, which is a Shas issue, as follows. I'm going to read you a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Vav. Now you have to know, you look in last week's parasha and in this week's parasha, you see the Torah never asks a man and his own daughter. It doesn't say that it's aser. It says in the Torah, Bas Bincha Ubas Bitcha Lai Segala. It says not to Megala Erva for a daughter's daughter or a son's daughter. But a daughter itself, it doesn't say anywhere Beferish of the Chumash that there's no Issa. It does say Isha Ubita. You shouldn't marry a woman and her daughter. But if let's say Bas Hanusasai, let's say he didn't marry her and it's a daughter. Daughter itself is not an Erev in the Torah. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin addresses. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Bas Bitcha Kavachem la Bitcha. What's wrong with that? Bas Bitcha Leisika. So Kavachem la Bitcha. Bas Bitcha is also Kavachem. What's the problem with that? V'chiyayin Shemin Adin. The Gemara asks, V'chiyayin Shemin Adin, Kavachem. You can't give Einshin for Kavachem. So the Gemara has two terutzim. And depending on the two terutzim, it turns into a shasugya. I'll tell you why. The first teretz in the Gemara is Ela Gili Milsa Be'almahu. What does Gili Milsa Be'alma mean? He's not even a Kavachaymer. Kavachaymer is Madog this, therefore something else. If Bas Bitcha is Aser, it's clear that Bitcha is Aser. It's not like you have to learn the Yud Gimel Dvarim Shatayin the Dresher said such thing as a Kal V'Chaymer. It's of course if Bas Bitcha is an Erva, of course Bitcha is an Erva. In other words, Gimel Milsa means it's closer than a Kal V'Chaymer. That's shot number one in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says Rava Amar no Gzer Shava he Heina Heina. There's a Gzer Shava. It's a Limud. Gzer Shava. I Shimon Gzer Shava. What's the machlokes? You have to know. First of all, the Rambam makes a big fuss out of this. The Rambam, Paskin's Gili Milsa Be'alma, he says that there is a class of limudim that seem to be Kal V'Chaymers and they're not really Kal V'Chaymers. The Rambam says this in a few places in different areas in Halacha. Hilchas Tumas Meis got to do with this. The Rambam Hilchas Tumas Meis, right in the beginning, Perek Aleph, Halacha Meis. He says, "Ain Tumas Masa Bemeis Medivrei Seifrim Ela Din Taira." You have to know before I start. Divrei Seifrim in the Rambam means Isadai Raisa through a Limud. Okay, Durabanan is Durabanan. Divrei Seifrim, like Bibakadish and Isha with Kesef. The Rambam says Medivrei Seifrim. Doesn't mean it's really a Durabanan. It means it's a limud. He says the fact that carrying a mace is the Talmud, it doesn't say in the Torah. Yirali, shezes zeh sheshasak mimenu akasuv. Why didn't the Torah say carrying a mace yotame? Kiderech sheshasak me iser habas. The Rambam is lush. Just like the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to marry your daughter. V'sha'osa b'feirish afil abas abas, v'sha'osik abas abas. So it's a gilim asa b'alma. A second example. V'sha'osa b'yisra achilas basa b'chalav. It doesn't say chumish nalini basa b'chalav. It says leisa v'ashal gedi b'chalei v'imai. So he's not cook it. L'v'sha'osa b'feirish afil abishal. Once you ask a bishul, we understand that achila is asa. Kach shasak betumis masa b'meis, v'shitima b'feirish afila olai koshke masai. The Rambam says there are things that are less than a kavuch, that are more than a kavuchaymer. They're less of a limud. Now they're more direct.
Automatic.
They're automatic. They're included. Bas is included in bas bitai, and achila baschal is included bishul baschal. And carrying a mace included an ayala mace. Bin nafkamina. Why ain't oin shemin hadin? What's the logic? Kavachayna is a gilad. Why ain't ein shemin hadin? What's the reason?
Two opposite approaches.
The two approaches. You remember them?
One is who says fish
and so there are two approaches. Why don't you say an einish from a kavachaymer? There's a machlaikis in the yeshiva shetayra because it's bava kama dav beis. Tosis talks if by mamin ein shemin hadin. Right? It says by a bar kiyichreish bar kiyiftachish bar. So Gemara says, "Am I psicha chayv al kriya lekoshkein?" So it says, "What do I have to say if you dig a bar? If you open a bar, so the chayv on digging. Why do we not say ein shemin hadin?" So there are two reasons why we don't give a punishment. One is in the marsha, and one is in the klali hashas. The klali hashas says that a kavuchayma maybe is a pircha. Gzeres shava means we know we compare these two. What's a kavuchayma? Svara. So I'll say a svara. Maybe there's a percha to the kavuchayma. Nechetesi. Maybe someone will come up with them to say, Madachi could be megarish yisha with a get. And you can't be megarish with kesef. So you're mekadish with a get, with a shtar. You certainly can be mekadish with kesef. Make a kavuchayma. Maybe there's a percha to it. Who knows? That, so he says, that's why ain't oinshim in adin. We say a kavuchayma, but we don't go so far to give oinshim because maybe someone will come tomorrow and have a percha at the kavuchayma. That's the Klali HaShas. And back of Masechtas Brachos, in the old Gemaras, in the Shas Gemaras, it had Klali HaShas, and what's it called? Shari Aaron, or something Aaron, not Shari. There, the Klali HaShas, it says this reason.
We can punish someone with money, though?
One second. The Marsha says a second reason. The Marsha in Sanhedrin says a different reason. He says, why ain't Oinshin Min Adin? He says, the Torah gives an einish because it's a kapara for the person. Mm. First eats the veil, he gets malchus, he's clean. He's cleaned up from his aveira. If the Torah says it's a kapara for a smaller aveira, you make a kavuchayma a bigger aveira, maybe it's not a kapara for the bigger aveira. Mechetesi, it's a kapara for the bigger aveira. Ein einish ben adin, because the einish has to be a kapara. It's not a kapara for the bigger aveira. Those are the two reasons. So one nafkamina we say is mamin. You can be chayiv mamin. According to the reason of kapara, mamin you have to pay, nothing to do with kapara. Even if a person says, I don't want to pay, I'm not doing tshuva, I don't want to know, we take away his money, we pay. Pay, you owe the guy money. Do you say, ay shemit adin? You would say, mamin, you would say. So this is these are the two shifas. Now, what is the Rambam saying? If granddaughter gets an einish as an aveir and an einish, koshke daughter, it's not a kavuchayim, a gili milsa, an einshin. That makes sense according to Klali HaShas. The whole Rambam makes a lot of sense. If a granddaughter is also certainly a daughter, maybe do you have percha to the kavuchayim? No, I'm going to be a percha to the kavuchayim. Are you a percha to the kavuchayim? Tirasid granddaughter, so certainly a tirasid daughter. Don't mock him for a percha.
The
closer
relative.
What
does it have to do with the
Einish? Well, Isser and Einish, both.
Well, maybe we don't know the Einish, but we know that it's
both. No, because if there's maybe there's a Pircha, then maybe there's a Pircha. So we must suffer
it. So we don't know if the Einish is
okay. But the point is that if you hold like the Marsha, that the smaller one, it maybe it's enough for the smaller and not for the bigger, this Rambam doesn't stim. What do you mean Gili Milsa? Madoch, the smaller one, Zicha, the bigger one. And it's true by Yonchim also. You're right, maybe. But it's true by Yonchim also. How can you say Akav HaChayim to Yonchim? Maybe a granddaughter, you deserve this Einish because it's Mechaper. But a daughter is a bigger Aveira, Mechitaisi. But they're in the mice, it's on both. It's not less. It's not less. They're both.
Also in Mazirim,
it's the same thing. If it's a Gilim Elsa, it's a Gilim Elsa.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean to say MSR is also? Okay. So. It's true. But in the Deraisa, in the Din Torah, these two terutzim in Sanhedrin lechayra told in this. The Teretz Gilui Milsa shtims. Maybe there's a pircha. I feel pretty comfortable. There's no pircha. The Marsha's reason probably he'll go with Rava, who says gzera shava. Now he doesn't hold of Gilui Milsa. Rava doesn't pass it that way, but that'll shtim with Rava. Won't stim with the other one. So as I said, it turns into a broader. Inyan, the Inyan of Ein Hashem and Adin, on how to deal with it, the Tutzdadim depend probably on the Tutzdadim in the Gemara, the Pashtos, and the Mela, this is what comes out. Now, in the Beis Shmuel, when he brought the Magen Mishnah said that Aliva the Rambam ain't Issa Erev Al Pi Svara, Gzeres Hamakim. So you can't say Svara is by Arai, it's Gzeres HaKasav. The Kalas Benai Isa B'Shas Dein La'ev Sik. You can't compare Arayas. You can't compare Arayas. Doesn't sound like the Rambam. You can't say Svaris unless you hold Gilui Milsa is Oisei Davar. It's not a new Svari. You have to say that. He's saying it in the Rambam. So the long and short of it is that Bitai is easy. The generations is a Chiddush, and this secondary topic, both the Beis Shmuel, his kasha from the Kal V'Chaymer, and the Shaila Veirai Shemir Adin, these are sort of chidushim that come along for the ride with every part of the Torah is Mali V'Gadosh, and that's the way it goes is from the small. The Divrei Torah says an expression: there are Niyim B'Makim Echad and Hashem B'Makim Acher. Other places you have in Bitai, which you would think is nothing to write home about. There are secondary Limudim that come from it.
Does Gzera Shava forbid them?
What?
From Gzera Shava forbid them.
According to Rava, we learn Gzera Shava.
Hey, stronger than the Kavachomer, right?
Which is stronger, yeah. We do say Ancient from Gzera Shava. Okay, so this is the Sugya of Bitai. The question of whether you compare Yerusha to Erava, they talk about the strangest of places. By the old Shiloh, by Tchias HaMesim, a person wakes up and has his old relatives. By Tchias HaMesim, your mother-in-law is still your mother-in-law. Or by Tchias HaMesim. Your relatives are your relatives?
It's like a horror show.
What? Or is the person that had two marriages, two mothers-in-law? So this is Demesis, this is the Nidain. They talk about the Papa. Chaim Knievsky has a shtickle. It's kedarka, a technical piece. And someone dies and gets up, whether he's a relative. So the piece was originally printed in the back of Siach Hasada. Yes, what he calls the kutrasin, all the kutrasin he wrote.
Yeah.
Later it was stuck into his thing on Yirmiya. He has in the back of his sefer on Chumash Tam Mikra. What's it called?
Tam
Mikra. The back he has in Yirmiya. He was stuck in. It's a Gaonistic piece.
Very hard.
He says if people like Reb Chaim's godless, he knows, you know, the Pirkei de Rabbalaza from here and the Chazal from there. So this is what he does. He says there's a pasuk in Yirmiya Perek Lamed Beis. Yirmiya talks about redeeming a field after for whatever reason from a relative. So he says, there's somebody named Hanamel ben Shalom who's a closer relative than me. So first he asks Hanamel ben Shalom if he wants to redeem the field. If he wants to redeem the field, I'll redeem the field. So it's sort of similar to what happens in Rus, right? So he tells Tachana, so I read it, you read it, there's nothing to learn. You know, what is it? So Hanamel ben Shalom is the Yairish. So he gets the first rights, and I'm after him. Okay. So Chaim Knievsky knows that Hanamel ben Shalom, this Shalom is the same as a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that says that Shalom ben, I remember his name, is the one who got up by Tchias HaMeisim. It says they were burying someone, the Gemara says, and the enemy and the Oivim came and they threw his body to Kever Elisha, and his body touched Kever Elisha, and then he woke up and they wasted money on the Levaya. He woke up and he lived. It was totally Eris Gemara for the Geld, the whole Levaya. So what?
They didn't get perpetual care.
Yeah, so he's going that obviously if he fathered children, obviously he did. So so Chai Kanievsky brings a raya. I'm just looking what the name of him was anyway. So he brings a raya. Chanavel ben Shalom, he assumes the same Shalom ben whatever, who had Tchias HaMeisim. He had Tchias HaMeisim, and then he had a child. He proves that he had the child later. And the child, because Elisha till Yirmiyah, it was a long period of time. So he had a child, and the child Yarshin. So you see, after Tchias HaMeisim, you Yarshin. That's what he brings a raya. After Tchias HaMeisim, you're still a relative to Yarshin. Now, is that a raya from Yerusha to Erva? That after you get up to raya to Erva? Well, if you read the Beishmuel Pashit, he says Yerusha and Erva is totally zeh b'zeh. If you read it in the Taisus itself, it's not clear at all that way. But the Beishmuel, Yerusha, what?
Ben Shalom.
Well, Shalom fathered him afterwards, so.
But after he came back alive, and he's still considered a child.
Yeah, the question is if Shalom was related to his brother. When he got up, that his descendants would yarshin the brother's family. I mean, that's the shot.
He died. The
Gemara
says he died right away.
There are two. He got up, walked out, and died again. Boy, he lived. There are two versions. Yeah. But okay. At any rate, okay. So we're done with biological relatives. So we had generations up, the beginning of the Siman. We had the lateral generations, which included uncles and aunts and siblings. Then we had descendants. In Halacha Yud Gimel, we begin the Tzugekumener, what they call in Yiddish. Is it meant as a pejorative, Tzugekumener, or it's meant... Tzugekumener means in Nebuchadnezzar. What does it mean? You know Yiddish. Is that Tzugekumener? That means a nobody, or... What?
No,
what?
No vote.
Okay. We start now with the Tzuva Kumana. The Rambam calls it the Rambam's Lashon is the Sheish Arayos, the six Tzuva Kumana relatives. The Rambam delineates it. I'll read you the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says that we have six. Well, slightly more, but we start with six in the Chumash. The Rambam's Yisuri Bia Perek Beis Al Chazayim. Kol Sheish Arayos Shemachmas Ishtai. He calls it six Arayos because of your wife. In other words, when a man gets married, he acquires six Arayos. Beidur Shalamayla. Three are up. Chamoisai, his mother-in-law. Eim Chamoisai. We're talking about the females, right? We're talking about the male acquiring three generations up, three Erevis up, Chamoisai, your mother-in-law, Eim Chamoisai, and Eim Chamav, mother-in-law, father-in-law's parents. So those are three up. Bein Derish Shalomata, which is Bas Ishtai, Bas Bina, Bas Bita, which is a wife's daughter from a previous marriage, or granddaughter from a previous marriage. These six, he doesn't talk about her sister, because her sister, they're different halachas. But, right, it depends. B'chaya, not b'chaya. But the six absolute arayas, three up and three down. Kulam shavin. Shedavka b'chaya ishtai chamurim b'sreifa. Only b'chaya ishtai that the erva and parasach remais in kedoshim is davka when they're alive. Ula achar misasa. After a wife, after a man loses his wife. Kolish isura v'leka sreifa. The Rambam says the Issa gets weaker and there's no Einish Sreifa, Rekiva in Sanhedrin. Yeah. What happens? So these six Arayas are us. So we know mother-in-law, a father-in-law's mother, same thing, your wife's previous daughter or her daughter's daughter or her son's daughter, these are us to you. What happens La'achamisa? So again, we have the Rambam against everybody else. First, the Rambam is going to hold again Yesh Lahefsik. It doesn't go for all the generations. Ramban does, like before. But is, they argue, the Rambam Shita is Lekas Reifa, but it is the Karis Distillers. The Ramban, the Rajba, the other Rishayim say, where does that come from? Gemara says, Lekas Reifa means Akhri Maisin Kadeshim, and I'm talking about them. And they say that the Isser is the Isser, there's an Isser Oral Sheikhim in Chisantai, Bahareivo. That's the whole Makar of Oral Sheikhim Chisantai. It's not an erva. It's not an erva. A mother-in-law after a wife, Elaine, after a wife passes away, is the mother-in-law remain a mother-in-law? It's kolishi surah. That says in the Gemara. What's pshat kolishi surah? The Rambam holds there's no sreifa, but it's still karis. The other rishonim say no. It's not an erva b'chlal. It's not an Arab at all. It's a separate parasha, Arab Sheikhim Sheikh, Arab Sheikhim and Chesantai. It's not an Arab, it doesn't fall into the parasha of Arabs.
A man can marry his deceased wife's sister.
That's right, I'm not talking about sister, I'm talking about up and down. This is Sheikh Sharayas. The Rambam says, Sheikh Sharayas. Sister will get to separately. Now we talk about the wives, three up and three down.
So it's not Shaykh, Edim and Hasra? With the mother-in-law,
there's
of
no
previous wife. There's no onish.
Right. It's there's no onish. It's not mutter. It's either an issacharis like the Rambam.
Would you say in?
It's charis. You don't need hasra for charis, right? Hasra is only fine your best.
Right.
So it's charis. Or there's issar oru sheichiv and chesantai, which I'm not sure what that's called. That I say. Let's just say what's oru. I don't know. Taras is it? The Chafetz Chaim in the beginning say for Chafetz Chaim counts. How many assays you write? How many lysis says and how many orers? So you count it separate. So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch and see what it is. That's what the Ramban Rash will see in a minute. They say Chesanti is Marabah for Lachem. Right, let's see. Sif Yud Gimel Yadalat Esvav is what we're talking about. So we'll go through everything and what we discussed. Yud Gimel Bas Ishtai Ubas Pita Bas Bina. Now from previous marriage. Asura's Leminatar, it's a Tsunga Kermana. A man married a woman, and along with the women, he got her daughter, her granddaughters. Da Sasa Minatar, Vidavka Bas Ishtai. Avabas Anu Sasa, Muteraslai, Lachami Sasa. Someone is Mizana with a woman, well, obviously he has a child from her, it's his child. But if she has prior children, or later children, then Muteraslai Lachami Sasa, it's Muta Lachami Sasa, Vafilibachaya. Even when she's alive, im kanas lo yaitzi. It's not an iser deraisa. So one iser is a wife's acquired descendants. Sif yudalit bas ishtai, great granddaughter, bas ben ishtai, great granddaughter, acquired asuras midrabanan. Just like your own great granddaughter, your wife's great granddaughter. Ein lam hefsik, l'rambam yesh lam hefsik. The same achlaikis, if yesh hefsik or not, again, the Taz in Yud Beis says the same achlaikis as before. The same achlaikis, if it's ibayad lo yivshita, or not. Okay. So that's Yud Gimel Yadalit, is the acquired descendant of your wife, or great descendant of your wife. What about up? That's if there's up. Eim ishtai. That's a mother-in-law. The ima, mother-in-law's mother. The ima b'ishtai, or the father-in-law's mother. Asuris min atayr. Again, those six, the three down, the three up, are the shesh arayas, the six acquired arayas that are asur min atayr. Abol aim ishtai. The aim avi-ishtai. The aim avi-ishtai. If it's the fourth generation, aim avi-ishtai. Asuris lemid rabbanan. It goes one more generation. And the same machlaik is going up as going down. Did they ask for one more generation or many more generations? So this is the machlaikis. So again, it's not a very complicated thing. It's the nekuda of iser, not complicated at all. The man gets married. He acquires his new wife's previous descendants. Or antecedents, is that what it's called? The parents?
Predecessors.
So what's an antecedent? Is that a mother-in-law? Anti. What?
It's an uncle's wife already.
Okay. At any rate, you get your wife's tzuga kumina, her children, a tzuga kumina, is going up, And Shalom Yisrael said, isn't he Yisr? Is it going another generation? Is it Rabbanan? Does it keep on going? Machlekes Rambam and Ramban, same thing. Shalom Yisrael. Dogel Mervava on the side, there's always something to argue about. So Dogel Mervava says, well, the Shulchan Aruch missed something here. Says, I don't get this. Dogel Mervava, he says, Tumani Ma'ayin, I'll call him Rishayim, Bachrayim. You know, whenever somebody says, everybody missed something except for me, you always feel that maybe they're right and he's wrong, right? He said, Tumani, I'll call him Rishayim, all the Rishayim, all the Achrayim, Lehegishu Klal L'chalek. They should have said the following. Chamoy said, La'acha Mises Ishtai, mother-in-law, after the wife dies, Kedas Ramban V'Rajba, Ain't a loyva misa, loyva karas, loyva lav, rakisa da or, shechivim chesante. After they die, it's not an erva. It's just or, shechivim chesante. I'm a sifrinoid of Yehuda in Cain. In kiddish chamoisai, acha misa sishtai. If he gave kedushin to his mother in law after his wife died, tzricha get misafi. Why don't I say you need to get? If you get kedushin within erva, in kedushin taisim by arayas, it's not chal. But if you give kedushin to an or, it should be also Amna Bibasishtai Achamisishtai. The Basishtai if the Misishtai Yeshli Arichus Devarim. Bagin Kotzamehachal, I have an Arichus if it's typhus. There's not enough room in the Gilead to stick it in. Risish Nasagla Hirgish, the Chabaisa Lachamisa, Hub, Shumat Sasi Vidushia Rajba, Kosav Shim Kiddish Chabaisa, Em Chabaisa, Em Chabaisa, Lachamisishtai, Topsum Bakidushin. He says, like me, he says that you have to be Chayshus with Fisus Kedushin. So the Dogon Ravava here comes up with a nafkamina, the nafkamina of whether the Isser continues, the Isser doesn't continue, and
yeah. What is this? It's not
lav,
it's an orer. What's an
orer?
Not lav.
But it's not an
erva. Erva
is
karis.
It's less than a lav. It's orer. So I told you the Chavos Chaim in his Hakdama has this, when you do Lashon Hara, this many essays, this many Lysa says, and I think he has three Aurors, a bunch of Aurors. So I don't know what Auror is. You don't get Malkus for it. Is that a lav? I don't know. One thing is for sure, it's not a good thing. When the Harebel, they said Auror, it's not what you're looking to do. What? But one thing is for sure, it's not an Erva. That's what the Dom Rebaba holds. What? Don't remember, oh, it's not an erva. Once it's not an erva, so it's what? It's like a mishapar. Mishapar is a rabbanon, or it's like a derisive dick of mishapar. So what?
There's such a thing as a disson
derisive. There's such a thing as derisive, neither an issa nor a lav. Yeah, the Rambam says there are many issa derisive that don't go into the minyan mitzvahs. It says megal an issa without. Without saying explicitly, okay, so it's in that category somewhere in between.
So it won't be a
mamzer. It's an afkamina to be a mamzeris. Right now, in the yeshiva world, our sameach, I know in Nechus Yisurei Bia, in Perek Beis Halacha Ches, they clare if the Isser Chamoisai Bechlau is the Issa Erva or not. If mother-in-law is an Issa Erva, the fact that Aroyis are generally forever, and Chamoisai Lachab Issis Ishtai is Kolish Yisura, they clear. One of the Nafkaminas, along Pisrei Tshuva Hei, if Kiddushin Ataifis, in Pisrei Tshuva Hei, he says the Isser of a mother-in-law is only Nesuin, not Kiddushin. Then Mekadish a woman, just Kiddushin. And then you Mekadish a mother. And then you do Nisuin to the mother. So you marry to the mother, and the daughter had Kiddushin. It's Poka Kiddushin. That's what he brings in the Pesach.
It's typhus?
He says Nisuin is typhus because no, it's a Kiddushin. It's only a Yikach. Yishu Bita Lo Yikach. You know, take both of them together. But, I don't know, Kicha is Kiddushin, but he says, they bring him, he says, when you look at Pesach Tshuva, hey, it's a long Pesach Tshuva. But that's what he brings. So the Sameach clears, if Issa Chamoisa is Issa Erva, like all the Arayas in the Torah, or if it's a din of Isho Bita, a din of taking two women together, whether it's that way or not, There's a lot of tyrant in the yeshiva world about it because there's a Gemara, maybe a Mishnah, Kedushin, and Daf Nun. Someone is Mekanish Isha Ubita B'Basachas. You hear what he does? He's not marry a woman and a mother. He gives a shliach money.
Says
be mekadesh. No, they make a shliach. The mother and daughter make the same shliach for Kabbalah Kedusha. And he says, here are two prutis. The two prutis, Hari, Isha, the ima, mukadesh shli, bevasach. What? So the Gemara's Kedushin should be chal. But it says kol she'eved b'zachazeh apa b'basachas einam. Anya can be one after the other, can be b'basachas. So therefore, the Gemara says that it's einam b'kudeshes. But if you hold kedushin is chal, so why can't you do kedushin zachazeh? You mekadesh one, you mekadesh the other. The kedushin should be b'zachazeh. So this chabaisai becomes something of an issue. And it's funny, I think we're having this week's parasha. It's interesting, in Akrei Mais, in Kedoshim repeats the Arayas. In Kedoshim, in this week's parasha, it says, Isha sheyikach es isha ves ima zimahi. Then a woman and her mother. In last week's parasha, it said, Isha ubita. It's the same thing. One is the isha and her mother, one is the isha and her daughter. I don't know the difference. It says, zimahi. It doesn't say anything by the other right. Zima, he means it's a disgusting thing. And to take Isha Obita, and...
it's a who's first. In the different fashion, who's first?
It sounds like one is first. Isha V'ima, and then Isha Obita.
It is Tovsin, because it says Zimahi. It's there, and it's Zima.
There's a Shachal HaTaira on Zimahi. In the Shachal HaTaira, you can look upstairs. It's like one of the amusing ones. You don't say so much at the table. He says, why is it Zimahi? But dafka by isha shikach is isha ves ima. So a man is a taiva for women. Once you marry someone, the taiva for the mother-in-law is bottle. That's what he says. Once you marry someone, there's no taiva for the mother-in-law. It goes away. So zima he is disgusting. What kind of taiva does he have? Takes a woman ves ima zima he. It's a zima. He writes this lashon. The shach was a mekubal. It's not the same shach in Shulchan Aruch. Shach ha'Torah is from one of mekubalim. He says zima. Once you get married, there's no taiva for the mother-in-law, and that's the way it goes.
Now, what?
What?
About
the Yehuda. Oh yeah. Famous tshuva in Yehuda. Yehuda has a tshuva, scary tshuva, that a man that was mizana with a woman. A lady became a Baal Tshuva. She's a married woman. Mizana with her. And the lady did Tshuva. He became a good boy. Later, he married this woman's daughter. He married the daughter, which is Mutter to him, because he didn't marry the mother. He married the daughter. After he married the daughter, he asked the Dai Yehuda, my mother-in-law is Asa to her husband. I was Mizana with her myself. I know she's Asa. Do I have to tell my mother-in-law that she's Asa to her husband? Tell my father-in-law that she's us. That was a shayla. He's believed about his mother-in-law. I don't know. What?
A shver meiser.
Okay, Al-Kopanim, there is one thing left out. Rav Chaim Meiser is 100 years ago. It's like the shayla didn't come up till then. Chaim Meiser has a case. A man divorced his wife. You know, a man and woman got divorced. He calls a Reuven. Reuven divorced his wife. His wife married Shimon afterwards. Then had a daughter from Shimon. The first husband married the daughter of his former wife that she had after the divorce. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to marry a woman and her daughter. A tzugakumina means you married her, tzugakumina, she comes along with a daughter. Here, Rav Chaim Meiser had a shayla, it was a later daughter. He married her, he divorced her, she married Shimon, had a daughter. And now he wants to marry his ex-wife's new daughter. Chaim Meiser says, I don't have a maramakim. He says, an Aruch Lener says it's mutter. He brings an Aruch Lener. Says it's mutter. It's not Isho Vita. The Vita came later. Chaim Meiser is mefakfek on it. I know, Baruch Hashem, it's not a common shaila, but, you know, it's like, in the Torah, everything has a twist. That's something. Maybe we'll come back to mother-in-law, maybe not. We'll continue with Sifta Zayin.